Hello, and welcome to the Get Lean and Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grin. I'm a certified health coach, trainer, and author. And this podcast is for middle-aged men and women looking to optimize their health and get their bodies back to what it once was 10 to 15 years ago. I will give you simple, actionable items to get long-term sustainable results. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. All right, welcome to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grin, and hope you had a great weekend. Happy Tuesday, if you're listening to this on Tuesday. Hope you had a chance to listen to my interview with the co-founders of Troop, Stephanie and Jake. We went into that exciting industry of functional mushrooms, how it can help you both with focus, energy, and sleep. We talked about the exciting future of that industry and much, much more. So if you haven't already, I highly recommend you listening to episode 340, my interview with Stephanie and Jake, the co-founders of Troop. Now, on today's micro podcast, we're going to get into a topic that we've touched on before on this podcast, but I think it's important to always come back to certain things. And, you know, seed oils are something that continually come up in the health industry, and you hear them on other podcasts. And I'm going to be having a conversation with Brad Marshall coming up, and we're going to touch a little bit on that as well. So I've talked to Jay Feldman about this, also Dr. Chris Kenobi. So I thought it was important just to revisit this topic of seed oils, because there's something called linoleic acid, which is a sounds highly technical topic, but it's actually makes up about 6 to 10% of our modern diets, which could be causing an issue with our health. There are still unclear, you know, roles of how it can help, how it can either inhibit our health or affect disease. But I think it's important to understand when something is this prevalent in the market, why and how can it be affecting us? And what can we do about this? Now, linoleic acid is an omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acids. You know, PUFAs, you'll hear them talked about. Jay Feldman and I have talked about this in the past. And this is something that does occur naturally in foods, especially in nuts, seeds, and seed oils. Talking with Jay, you definitely want to sort of eat those in moderation, I would say, especially the ones that are high in PUFAs. Ones that are lower, macadamia nuts are one thing that stick out in my mind. Even hazelnuts, I believe, are a little bit lower on that spectrum. And so this linoleic acid, which is this polyunsaturated fatty acid, is also a significant source of calories that are found in processed foods. And so the question is, this should only be maybe 1 to 2% of our diet. Now, how come it's turned into 6 to 10% of our caloric intake? That could be an issue. Just to give you something to sort of compare it to, half-ounce serving of pecans, which is about 3 grams of linoleic acid. So really easy to get from the diet from a small amount. An ounce of raw cashews is about 2.2 grams of linoleic acid, which is about all you would need to prevent any type of like deficiency in this amount. But like I said to you before, instead of having about 1 to 2% of your daily caloric intake from linoleic acid, it's become about 6 to 10%. And it's mainly because of the rise in vegetable oils, this consumption of soybeans, sunflower, safflower, rapeseed, canola. It's doubled in the last 20 years and expected to grow 30% in the next 4 years. So you might be thinking, well, why is it so prevalent in foods and especially processed foods? Cheap, easy to put in products to help them last a little bit longer. They have no smell. You don't even know they're in there. You almost could think of them, and Dr. Chris Kenobi talked about this, is like somewhat of a silent killer because you can't even taste them. Usually if something is in a food that's, you know, not serving your health, you can taste it. It's either really good or it tastes horrible. But, you know, this has just become so prevalent in our society in mainly processed and boxed foods. But also in things like dressings and the feed that they're feeding animals with. So it's everywhere. And it's become a problem because omega-6 fatty acids, linoleic acid, is inherently unstable. And I talk about this with Brad Marshall coming up. in the next week, and how, you know, you want to be cooking in stable fats. You know, when you have something that's fried, well, they used to fry back in the day. I believe most fast food companies, like McDonald's and things, would fry foods in like beef tallow, which is a stable fat. That's saturated fat. But when you're frying something that's an unstable fat, like polyunsaturated fatty acids, omega sixes, this is when it breaks down and becomes rancid. Not becomes rancid, but essentially oxidizes and can cause issues in the body, in the cell membrane. So what happens is excess linoleic acid, which is what I think is happening in a lot of people, builds up in your cells over time. And it can stay up in your tissues for up to 2 years. So this can result in instability and inflammation at the cellular level. And this is what a lot of people from the bioenergetic viewpoint talk about, like Jay, Georgie Dinkoff talks about this. Dr. Ray Pete, the late great Dr. Ray Pete, would talk about sort of this cellular energy. And part of what's hurting our cellular energy is this buildup of linoleic acid from a lot of times from these seed oils. So you want to sort of keep an eye on this. This is not like the end all, but I think it's something that, you know, if it's something that you've never thought of before, perhaps you should start thinking about, like, well, you know, what am I eating when I go out to dinner at these restaurants? I mean, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you know, people wouldn't be requesting gluten-free, but now a lot of people are requesting gluten-free for many, you know, gut-related issues and things like that. I think it, you know, the next trend is going to be people going out to dinner and being like, because I do ask this from time to time, is, can you cook my eggs in butter, not in any oils? And might not be a bad thought to have, and it never hurts to ask, because I would say 99% of restaurants are using these seed oils to cook in and cook them at high heats, and this is where it can contribute to this inflammation. So avoid them as much as you can. What can you do? Salad dressings, mayonnaise, packaged foods, even these plant-based foods, a lot of them are laced with seed oils. Restaurants, like I mentioned to you before, just to give you an idea, let's say you get a chicken Caesar salad with dressing, right? Well, 2 tablespoons of dressing, of the Caesar dressing, can contain up to 9 grams of linoleic acid. So quite a bit. Let's say you get, a hamburger, 2 tablespoons of condiments. You know, the condiments itself can contain this high amount of linoleic acid as well. So a lot of times it's in the dressings, and it's in the condiments that are being put on these foods. So eating out, just be, you know, you don't have to be, it's not about being perfect. You're going to get linoleic acid as part of your diet in one way or the other. But if you can maybe, you know, have them pan sear or grill without oils, I think that's a good place to start. And then, you know, the nuts, seeds, and grains, you know, I would just keep an eye on those. If you're coming home and you find that you're just like always snacking on nuts and seeds all the time, you have to think these are somewhat like hibernation foods, and they can be high in linoleic acid. So, you know, I love having nuts from time to time, but it's definitely not like a staple of an everyday thing. So you want to just sort of have it in moderation from that standpoint. And then when it comes to animal foods, I mean, you know, your best bet is, local farms, getting your beef or meat or pork or chicken locally when they're eating the species appropriate diet would be ideal. You know, like a grass fed cow or a chicken that's eaten its species appropriate diet, not, you know, so corn and soy free is something to keep an eye on. A little bit more difficult to get when it comes to chicken and pork. So if you're going to have conventional, go with conventional beef, because the way their digestive system works, even if they're grazing on corn and soy, they can break that down and it doesn't get in their tissue like it does for chicken and pork as much. So if you're going to do conventional, stick with beef. But yeah, I mean, as much as you can in your area, a species appropriate diet for these animals, if you could find foods like that. There's tons of new companies that are coming out and great ones. Force of Nature is a company that I order a lot of meat from. US Wellness Meats is a bigger shop, but they have a lot of great grass-fed items and species-appropriate diet, chicken and things like that, and pork. I believe they have pork. And also, you know, obviously wild fish as much as you can, just to try to avoid microplastics and things like that. Again, it's not about being perfect, just about being aware of these things and where is this food coming from? Where is it being sourced? That's the issue when you go out to dinner, because you don't necessarily know where they're getting their food from. For the most part, you don't. You can always ask, but they probably won't know. And that's what I want to touch on today, is, you know, this linoleic acid that at one point was just a small amount of our sort of diet as far as caloric intake. It has become more and more prevalent and continues to grow. And I think it's just something you want to keep an eye on. So that's all I want to touch on today. I appreciate you listening. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me, brian@briangrin.com. Have a great rest of the week. And I'll talk to you on Friday with another great interview. Thanks for listening to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. I understand there are millions of other podcasts out there and you've chosen to listen to mine. And I appreciate that. Check out the show notes at briangrin.com for everything that was mentioned in this episode. Feel free to subscribe to the podcast and share it with a friend or family member that's looking to get their body back to what it once was. Thanks again and have a great day.